Several wildfires are growing across the interior, including a human-caused blaze, which has laid low for months. The Mississippi fire is about 20 miles southwest of Delta Junction on military training land. It started on May 30th and showed minimal activity for weeks, but Alaska Fire Service spokesman Mel Slater says it jumped to life in recent days.
Because of the winds, there was a flare-up, and the fire grew a little bit and caused a great deal of smoke to be seen in the Delta Junction area. It's still within the military impact area, so at this point there is no danger to the population with the exception of the smoke.
Mississippi Fire has burned about 1,500 acres, including several hundred this week. The AFS's Slater could not confirm if the fire was caused by military training, and U.S. Army Alaska Public Affairs Officer Major Alan Brown could not provide any information on the fire's cause.
At this time, we have no determination as to exactly how it was caused at all. That's obviously something that we'll look into as things continue and as we get the fire out.
Brown even questions the start date.
I mean, we really don't know if it started in May or if it started yesterday. We really just don't know right now.
Last month, the Army backpedaled on the cause of another wildfire on military land west of Fairbanks. After initially taking responsibility for starting the Stewart Creek fire during training, the Army has said the fire's cause has yet to be determined. The Stewart Creek fire went on to burn 85,000 acres, prompt an evacuation, and has so far cost more than $20 million to fight.